Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me
together. is you, our God. Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah.
You
are God. Glory,
hallelujah.
It's you, our God. Come on, say
every praise.
Say every praise. It's you,
our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up, every praise. It's you,
our God.
Every word of worship.
With
one accord. Come on, say
every praise.
Every praise. It's you,
our God.
Everybody, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, joined by my partner in praise, none other than Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's going on with you, Van?
Hey, ain't nothing, Paul. How you feeling, brother?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. As you know, I'm on the highways and the byways, but nothing like that going to keep me from coming through to the show. You know, you got to do what we got to do.
That's right. Absolutely.
I do this all the time. So what's going on with you, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Just, you know, just maintaining, you know. Had a rough 2 weeks, but God
right.
is good. God is good.
That he is. That he definitely is. Oh, well, tonight, as you all know, is open mic. I figure what better way than to be blessed is to allow the Lord to guide our pen and just guide us to what peace we're going to share tonight. You know, but before we start with the festivities of the show, we have something more important than any poem to do, and that's to take this platform before the throne. So, Van, if you would do us the honors, would you pray the program in, please?
It'd be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Father God, we humbly come before you, thanking you for all things, Lord God, good and bad. Father God, we want to lift up ourselves to you this evening, Lord God, and ask that you forgive us of any sins that we have committed that you are displeased with. Father God, we see that the nation is in turmoil. So many killings happening just for no apparent reason, some for hate or just because they don't like somebody, Lord. But Father God, we know that you are in control of all things. We want to lift up those to you who are sick and shut in right now, Lord God, that you use your healing hands to touch them and touch them mightily, Lord God. Father God, we want to lift up the Epiphany family to you, Lord God, that you continue to just bless them mightily, Lord God. Give them what they want and what they need, as long as it's according to your will, Father God. And as always, I always want to lift up our children to you, Father God. Because we want to praise you more than ever, but it's important that our children praise you too, and we need to be that living example, showing them how to do so. So, Father God, we love you, we thank you, and we do worship you in spirit and in truth. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, man. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's always important, but I think in the times we're living now, it's even more important to train up our children in the way of the Lord. Because Satan is pulling out all stops, and our children are the target. You know, the best way to topple
yes.
a house is to start at the foundation. You know, so we need
yes.
to keep our children aware of the presence of God, teach them how to get on their knees and ask God into their lives, ask God to help them when they're confused, when they're being bullied, when peer pressure comes in. You know, sure, you can come to us, but there's one greater than mommy and daddy. And we need to make sure that they are aware of the one and only that can answer any of their needs. So I appreciate you including that in that prayer, Van.
To God be the glory.
This has been a, yes, absolutely. This has been such a busy, crazy week for me, but that's okay. I'm here. I'm here where we get recharged and refreshed to face the upcoming week. So, and with that being said,
Amen.
We love poetry around here, don't we, Van?
Yes, we do. We sure do, Paul. We love it. We love
and
it.
I want to ask you to start us off, and because I'm going to wait until I see a rest area, then I'll pull over and do my piece. So I'm not going to do one at the beginning because I don't have a rest stop just yet.
uh-huh.
But if you wouldn't mind,
so you just want to throw me on out there, huh? Just want to throw me on out there.
Well,
huh?
At least this time I do have a legitimate excuse for a change.
All right. All right, since you put it like that. The title of this piece is called, you're welcome, Encouragement Necessary. Let me take a moment to encourage you. As I acknowledge everything you do, you are amazing even though you've stumbled. In all your phases of life, you get beat down and humbled. There is an essence of grace that flows from you. And those who come into contact with you must acknowledge your power. They receive from your energy shower. You hold more than the world at bay. in every single word you say. King, queen, you are royalty and it's true. There is a kingdom that honors you. The path chosen for you may not be easy. Yet you control your ability to be at peace. And no, you don't need me to tell you just how committed you are to your craft. Whatever you set your hands to, you are blessed. And there is a rough draft of every single trial you have survived. The Lord honors you, and he is not surprised, because he has chosen you to defeat the enemy. It doesn't matter that you think you are not equipped for the assignment. Believe me, God sees you as a soldier in his army. And the battlefield is riddled with soldiers who have lost their spiritual limbs, and even they see just how magnificent your triumphs are. No matter how near or far, you are blessed beyond measure, and your gifts have made a way for your success, and it is a pleasure for me to honor you with this poem, because I truly know him, and it is apparent that you do too, because you're standing here with a powerful testimony too. God loves you, and he is pleased with your performance. That is why he knew he could assign you the tasks, and it wasn't by chance. He wrapped his loving arms around you after you completed your assignment. It may have caused you pain and some resentment, pressed on anyway. So for this I say, well done. Well done. In peace.
Okay. Sorry about that. Well done is very much needed for you, man. That piece right there was something that I think is really important today. We need to encourage one another to let and just to reassure one another that we see your efforts, and more importantly, God sees your efforts.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate that piece, and God must want me to do my piece, because they just, well, where is it? There was a rest stop that said a Wawa, so I took the rest stop, but I don't see the Wawa just yet. Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, there's a Burger King, too. So I have somewhere I can pull off real quick. I can turn in the Burger King right there.
There you go, Paul. I knew.
No, I
didn't see.
Look, Burger King, I didn't come to get the food. I just came to use the parking lot.
I knew he would make a way.
I was trying to get out of it. Yeah, I was trying to get out of it for a minute, but I guess he's not going to let me do that. Let me. Then as I was, as you finished the piece, I was getting off on the exit and I was going around the curve, so I couldn't unmute my mic. But that's all right. We got it all together now. So the piece I'm going to do before I get back on the road, I wrote a few years back, and it seems like it's even more prevalent today.
Mm.
The piece is called "A Change Must Come." Another victim claimed by this monumental resurgence of heroin. Fueled by the flood of perks and Oxycontin, this epidemic was invented in and with the government allowing such addictive drugs to be prescribed so rampantly. This is a war we cannot win. So we sit back idly watching our children, parents, and loved ones die, with nothing to do but grieve and cry. Because we have allowed control of how our nation is ruled to be taken from us. So we now have no say. We have allowed the wealthy and corporations and powers that be to dictate what is best for you and for me. And we sit idly by, allowing democracy to become a dictatorship, where hate and greed is the status quo, where our leaders do whatever they want, and we no longer have to know. The spirit that freed us from England's rules has withered up and died, leaving a pathetic nation of cowards who, rather than fight, chose to stick their heads in the sand and hide. Yeah, they gripe about things, and that's all that's done. These wrongs are challenged by virtually no one. To complain and do nothing is as bad as doing what is destroying this land. Without action being taken and our voices being raised, we are headed back to being enslaved. and our new master is this epidemic that is putting our people in early graves. The minds that could have or would have made a difference to this nation and our race are either in a drug-induced fog or in their graves. And all the good we would have benefited from is in the grave, wasting space. We are allowing, once again, them to keep us from rising, from uniting and reaching our marks. They fear the potential that flows through our veins and the strength of us working as one. So they feed us booze and pills legally and then sneak the illegal into our hoods. And like cattle being led to the slaughter, we fall for that crap and lose ourselves. And what we see today is our neighborhoods are the results of our lack of unity, the results of not showing ourselves loyalty, the rewards of being duped so pathetically. Recently, I was informed of the death of the overdose, death and robbery of a young man that meant quite a bit to me. And the people with him emptied his pockets and then left him to die alone, emotionlessly. Another epic loss. We must stop this madness at any and all costs. Something has to be done to regain our control of our lives. No longer can we be silent or complacent in this. Life as we know it, easily manipulated and subjugated, blindly being led to defeat. Or are we the kings and queens from whence we came, ready to rise above the drugs and booze and all that we're being fed, along with the poison put into our vegetables and our meat? Change must come. And this is long overdue. We are near the point of no return. If not, we are lost. And soon we'll be gone and forgotten because from our rocky past, we have failed to learn. Change must come. And that's that piece.
Yes, sir, Paul. Yes, sir. Change must come. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you, Paul. That was a powerful piece, bro. Oh, yeah. We do not.
Yeah.
Phenomenal piece.
I mean, there's so many areas, not just the booze and the drugs that we've allowed ourselves to be changed. We have no control over what happens to us. You know, they tell us what's going to happen, and we follow along the lines. Whether they like it or not.
That's true.
Yeah, like that vaccine, and then the vaccine needs a booster, and then a booster. I have no idea what.
And then a booster needs a booster.
Yeah. So what was the point of the initial man, though? I took that initial one. Then when I see the way they're coming with all this other mess, I'm not taking near another one.
Right.
And that's just my choice and my opinion. Everybody's got to decide for themselves what they feel is best. But as for me, I'm done. I'm done with them. They can have their shots. At this point in time, I don't even know if this is the beginning of the mark of the beast, because pretty soon you're not going to be able to buy food, go out and eat if you don't have the vaccination.
Right.
And the Bible said something about you won't, that because we will be persecuted and won't be able to shop and things like that. So I don't know. It could be a coinky dink, but I don't believe too much in coinky dinks.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we all have to make our own choices. I think we need to pray on these things and let God guide us, and we'll be okay as long as we keep him first.
That's right.
But, so we're joining here this evening to see where God is going to lead our plans. So what say you, we begin to open some of these mics and see what we will receive from the Lord via.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm ready.
All righty. So who do we have first up on the mic, my brother?
First up on the mic, we got our good brother, C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house.
All righty. C-Double, what's up?
Brother Paul, Brother Van, you take the blue pill. You stay in Wonderland and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You come with me, and I'll show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. What's going on?
Hey, nothing, brother. How you feeling, man?
It's been over a week since I've created anything musically, but the words are coming poetically, and I'm grateful, I'm happy, I'm content, I'm good.
Glad to hear it, man. Glad to hear it.
Those sounds like good places to be for me.
Yeah, the music will come back. You know, technical difficulties, please stand by.
The technical difficulties are what keep us on our toes.
Yeah, it gets us closer to the Most High.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. From my way of thinking, it's worth it. If it's going to get me closer, I don't care what it takes. I'll take it.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. So, how's your week been going?
Mine has been busy, but, hey, I'm here, so I have no complaints. How about you, Van?
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there, Paul. Absolutely.
You can't expect perfection until we reach that other zone. So the bumps and bruises that we come across, hey, it's just, it's a battle scar.
That's right.
We be worn proud because we are victorious over these things. We are overcomers.
Yep, more than conquerors.
There you go.
Ooh, there you go. Without question.
What's tonight, my brother? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Now, any topic or what are we doing?
Oh, no, it's open mic.
Okay.
We just want to see what the Lord has in store for us through the pen. So,
well, that's true, because I believe Poetic, during this week, he peeked at something that I planned on for tonight.
Oh, okay. So he got a heads up.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
right. So I think he
I guess I'm still in the dark, so I'm still in the dark, so I'm going to shut my mic up and shut my mouth up and let you do the piece so I can be enlightened like the two of you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So the mic is yours, okay.
Piece is called The Revelation of Patience. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Lord, I'm sitting here asking for forgiveness. I'm at this online poetry show ready to share what I have written. But I find myself hostile like the Hulk, wearing ripped pants, because my place in this line has cost me about 1 hour and 26 minutes. People with so much to say as I listen to the banter. I want to share my content, but I'm lacking content of character. Dare I act like that when I was invited by the station manager? But I'm acting like the BRAT brat again, throwing tantrums because I can't stand the wait. I'm treating God like Willy Wonka. I want it now, like my name is Baruka Saltan. I should have called earlier to ask. So ask yourself, whose fault? Shut my mouth and know my role, because I'm not the host. I don't own the show. All this week, I spit erotic literature, but now it's Sunday. And I'm this hypocritical minister. That's an insult to injury to the message I'm supposed to be witnessing. In giving in faith, when I fit the description and definition of fake, false prophet, seeking like I'm LeBron James and the La Brea Tar Pits, known as because I want in, but I'm dirty like Seattle grunge surfing the mosh pits. I was wrong to start the gossip, talking about how long people are talking instead of listening to their problems. I want the spotlight to be all up on me. Hear my voice in this revelation, Lord. Show me the ways of being patient. Make me over, change me. To be unselfish and share these stages with poets who really need you to hear their prayers. Lead me not into temptation. Deliver me from this evil seeking to embrace me. I don't want to be a prince drugged on fame when you want to elevate me. Let me become infamous instead of famous in this faith walk and not a failure. Oh, I'm up next. Thanks for answering my prayers. Hey, brothers, thanks for the invitation and praise God. This message someone can relate to. To those with this kind of attitude, I hope that you can change that. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24. That's that piece.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
As always, you come in here burning up mics. But I really appreciate, I can relate to that piece on a few aspects, you know, the impatience. I want what I want, and I want it when I want it, and I want it right now. And I've learned that my timing and God's timing generally don't match. So that the need for patience to wait for him is paramount. But I also appreciate your vulnerability or your transparency in that piece. You speak on these things, but you did let us know that, you know, in the midst of all of that, you reached to him for the patience to help you attain what it is that you are supposed to attain. So I'm really appreciative that this great piece. Now I see why his band cheated and checked out a little bit of it before the show.
Yeah, hey, man.
Even though you already had a head start.
Yeah, I had a head start. But hearing it live like this puts a different perspective on it. And I for one, am definitely appreciative of you being obedient and delivering it in such a manner that makes you be like, you know, because I, too, understand that the famous and the infamous. So dope right, my brother. Dope right.
Thank you, because, you know, I know a lot of people don't say it, but they feel like that. And it's like, this is a ministry show. This is a show where you be transparent. This is a show that you get your healing. You got to get your healing from. And you got to be unselfish. You can't be saying, oh, I can't deal with y'all no more. No. This is a vessel for healing.
Amen. Praise God. Ooh. And just think,
and there,
we're
and you
all
know,
part of that vessel.
Yeah, and you know, the song that just keeps ringing in my ear is from this guy by the name of Tone. And the song is called Make Me Over.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And that is what a lot of people need. They need to be made over, and they need God to do that. So.
Absolutely. That sounds like a poem to me.
It does.
Make me over. Yeah. Yes, it does. We might have that as fresh ink for next Sunday.
Hey, write it. That's what I'm going
to make me over. Absolutely. Well, see, Dub, I'm so grateful and appreciative that you came here this evening. And I'm sorry you're going to be the first person in the praise lounge, but don't worry. You won't be the last person or the only person in the praise lounge. So we're going to send you over. I thank you. That's right. You're caller number one today. We used to have a caller that held the crown for a first-time caller for quite a while. But she's no longer with us. God bless the dead. But we're looking for a new person to give the crown to of first-time callers on a regular basis. You got the first mark in anyway, but we appreciate you, my brother, and look forward to hearing more from you.
I thank you. I'm glad that somebody can relate to this message that I just brought, and I thank you for the opportunity and the vessel to do that.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to both of you, my brothers.
C-Dub. My brother always brings that fire.
Yeah, he do.
Yes, he always brings that fire. So, now with the bar being set as it is, who do we have to follow that?
Oh, man, we have Brother O.
My brother, how are you this evening?
How you guys doing?
Doing good, brother. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's always a beautiful thing to hear.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Any update on things on your behalf, or it's just...
Still waiting.
Continuation of the waiting game.
Still waiting. Playing the waiting game. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all right. There's power in waiting.
Exactly.
God has us go through things for his purposes.
Right.
And just look at the powerful messages you've been giving, the powerful example that you've been living for others. Through your way.
Right.
So even in this, it's a blessing. And we are,
humbled
by your presence here on a continuous basis.
Yes, thank you.
And
indeed.
And I think Van and I are both equally anxious to hear what new blessing you have for us tonight.
This poem is called "Brother O, You're Not the Only One Who." That's the title of it.
All right, mic is yours, Ken.
My dear brothers and sisters, when we go through certain challenges and encounter adversity at various degrees and having difficulties of coming to terms with why we are going through what we are going through right now in our lives, we often feel that we are the only one who are experiencing what hundreds of thousands of people are going through or have overcome in their lives personally. Once we start believing in the false idea that we are the only one facing troubles in our lives, Satan tries to use those thoughts against us by attempting to isolate us from people and end up trying to solve our own problems and issues and force you into the deep depression along with feelings of despair and hopelessness. That is why we are seeing the suicide rates increasing exponentially in this country among our young people. My dear brothers and sisters, you must realize that you are one of hundreds of thousands who are going through exactly what you're experiencing right now. You must realize that establishing genuine connections, either in real life or social media, are vital in dealing with the unique challenges that you're facing. You must realize that you can't isolate yourself because no man or woman is designed to be an island. You need some type of human connection and interaction, whether it's building friendships, hanging out with your family, being involved in relationships, or marriages, or connecting with people who share the same challenges and struggles that you are facing right now. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm living proof that you are not the only one who has ever waited for a breakthrough to come through. You're not the only one who is about to experience a major change in your life. Be patient and keep the faith until it happens for you. I'm not the only one who is currently on the organ transplant list in this country. I'm not the only one who has lost a significant other to unexpected death this year. I'm not the only one who has ever experienced losing classmates and close friends over the last several years. I'm not the only one who has ever had to put my plans on hold, experiencing interruptions to my future plans due to medical reasons. I'm not the only one who's undergoing a major overhaul in my life. I'm not the only one who has to make some major decisions about my future and readjust to them in society after I leave this hospital. I'm not the only one who has had people walk out of your life because they were only meant to be in your life for a season. Or those people show their true colors when hard times came in my direction. I'm not the only one who's had to cut some people loose to maintain my distance from them this year while I'm still in the hospital. And I'm not the only one who is going through a test in his life right now. Because I know after I pass this test and experience breakthroughs and blessings like never before, I'm not the only one that's waiting. More lessons in this poem. You're never going through anything by yourself because God will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter how you feel. That's at peace.
Wow. What a peace, Brother O. What a peace.
Yes, sir. I second that emotion, man. It's encouraging to let others know that they're not the only ones going through that. And for you to bear those things that you've gone through, lets other people know that maybe there's something he could help me with to get through this since I'm going through something similar. And I think that we all need to put ourselves in that position where our victories we can share with someone else to help them to be victorious over what they're going through. So I really appreciate that piece, Brother O.
No problem, guys.
Absolutely, Brother O. Phenomenal ink, man. I really enjoyed it, and it's very encouraging and uplifting and motivational for, you know, for someone who may be down or just going through. So you stay obedient to your ink, Brother.
Yes. Absolutely. When I grow up, man, I want to be like Brother O.
I know that's right, man.
That man is a real fighter. I love him for it. He encourages me. And my Brother O.
Yeah.
We're going to send you to hang out with C-Double-Four Music in the Praise Lounge because he's sitting there all by himself twiddling his thumb. So we're going to let you hang out with him over there. And hopefully you're going to listen to the rest of the program with us.
Yeah, I'll be there, yes.
Awesome. Appreciate that. One love, one mic. God bless you, my brother.
One love, one mic, my brother.
You too. Yeah, too. One love, one mic.
Well, they bringing that fire again tonight, Van.
Indeed.
I'm glad that you had the forethought to get that insurance policy that replaces the mics, you know, because these guys are burning up mics and, you know, they kind of expensive.
Right. They are, brother. They truly are.
So for anybody who has just joined in or is listening into the chat rooms, you're listening to the Inspiration Factory. That's an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. CEO, none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Also, the CEO and artist with, what is that, Raw Links, man?
Raw Links, baby, Raw Links. Why be average?
Yes, sir.
Be
when
raw.
I got mine. Better get, and y'all better get yours.
Y'all better get yours.
Jewelry is, that's that bling bling. I get compliments every time I wear a piece somewhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
319-527-6300 is the number to dial to join us. Be sure to press 1 if you'd like to get in the rotation and hang out on the mic with us. And with that being said, who do we have next to hang out on the mic with us?
That was it.
That was it?
That was it.
That was it? Oh, my. Well, you know, I'm one that definitely appreciates quality over quantity. But I happen to have a poetess riding in the car with me who just snatched her eyes out of her bag and threw them on her face. I'm like, well, I could do one.
I know that's right.
She's no stranger to Tiffany. She's blessed the mic on more than one occasion. And this is Crystal. Well, I'll let her introduce herself because I know her as Crystal, but she has a whole other name. And I end up messing it up, so I'll let her do that part. Crystal, the mic is yours.
Yes. Hello, everyone. This is Musette, the poetess, for the love of God. How are you this evening, kings and queens?
Doing good. How are you?
Okay. So this piece that I'm going to present to you is entitled Respectfully Submitted, Self-Love. My opinion, viewpoint, and perspective on life come from my intuition energy within. I seek to understand and learn from my life experiences. I sit to be seen and I stand to be heard. I'm a shining crystal, a rose quartz that exhibits love unconditionally. Love is associated with the heart chakra. Rose quartz is a type of quartz that exhibits pale pink, the red rose hue. The color is usually considered as new. Another finest overview is get to. Lavender is a violet flower that can be eaten fresh or dried. You should try it with citrus or berries, no worries. A violet hue of this chakra evokes feelings of completion and the joy of living. I would often put fresh vase of yellow dandelion in the middle of my dining table. Then I would have myself some dandelion tea along with dandelion green and fresh strawberry. This is how I sit back and love and appreciate me. Would you like to sit down and have a cup of tea with me? I'll decorate my table with flowers and lace and give it an elegant touch, what do you say? We can sit, eat, laugh, and smile, then go into meditation and pray. As we close our eyes, we make it personal and embrace. As we breathe deeply and embrace within, we should feel strength and wisdom. During meditation and prayer, a vision appears out of nowhere, artfully arranged with pearly white clouds flowing in the sky, along with the sun and now with the sea, gazing right at me. While operating in spirit, appears an angel with wings just for me. I was at ease, a personalized garden of love just for me. Peace, family. One love. Ashe Shalom. I am
one
set,
love,
love,
one love. Whew.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
So this is what you be holding on
yes.
to, huh, Paul?
Well, I can't give y'all everything at one time. Man, look. And she also has written one stage play and is scheduled to perform in another play. This woman, and then she always calls me, yo, Brother Paul, I've got this idea for this play. I need you to be in it to do this. She drags me into everything. I'm her go-to,
I love it.
But I am not complaining because, you know, I could be called to go into some other things that aren't positive. So I appreciate her.
This
for
is
that.
True.
And I'm
this
grateful that she knows that I'm available for her, you know. We started out in church together, and the friendship has grown through poetry and now through getting to know one another. You know, beautiful thing. I think that was a wonderful way to end up the show this evening. I hope the insurance policy you had on the microphones extends out to cell phones too, because she was using my phone. I don't know if it's going to work after that.
I know that's right.
My phone
up. It might not work after that, Paul.
I know. I'm going to be afraid to turn it off. It might not come back on. Some of the inner circuits was fried. But I love the visuals of nature and its healing powers. I always tell people, God gave us everything we need to survive and be healthy. And, you know, with the stones and the flowers, the herbs and things, we don't use them, but they are there for a purpose. We'd rather take aspirins and Prozac and all this other mess when God has given us everything we need in plants and herbs and the minerals. We just choose to overlook it. The powers that be
That's
have
right.
a scoop to think that we can't. We have to go to them and put money in their pockets. You know, but if you go, yeah, the Eastern medicine is a whole lot different. They believe
true,
in the holistic, a lot of holistic healing. As a matter of fact, this country won't allow some of those cures to even come into the country because the pharmaceutical companies would lose out on money. But that's a whole nother show for a whole nother platform, because that could raise some passionate discussion.
Right, absolutely.
But, you know, who knows? That's an idea that we might have to discuss for a show at one point in time. But tonight has been a fantastic show.
Yes, it has.
And it's made my drive. I mean, I've had such a pleasant ride. Even traffic has been okay. No idiots on
That's
the
awesome.
Road or nothing. So before we close out, my brother, would you mind giving us the Epiphany Rundown?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night's going to be the Honey Dripper 2.0 with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's going to be the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night's the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night at 10 p.m. will be Iron Sharpens Iron with Anonymity and guest co-host La Pearl La Negra. And then Saturday night, y'all, be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your hosts, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Thank you so much for that. Wow. I tell you, Epiphany has one phenomenal week planned for you guys, scheduled for you guys. So I pray that you would take advantage of it. Because, you know, there's something for whatever your mood is, whatever your taste is, whatever your thought process is. You can find it with Epiphany, the one-stop shop. Better than all those other networks. You know, that's not a biased opinion. That's a fact.
Yes, sir.
All righty. We are coming to the close of our program. Van, I would ask of you... if we can close out this way, if you would do that one public service announcement that we cannot not do, give your final thoughts. I'm going to pray us out. And then when I finish, could you play one song for us before we close the show out?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen,
awesome.
If you don't know Jesus and it is your desire to know him, it is your desire to be in God's kingdom, acknowledging that Jesus Christ is Lord, please reach out to myself or Paul Sampson, and we will guide you on that journey, not through our thoughts, but through the express written word of God, through our experiences with God. We would love for you to do that. So reach out to us so we can usher you into the presence of the Lord. Paul, back to you.
Thank you so much. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy this evening, thanking you, praising you, worshiping your holy name, Father God. We ask that on this upcoming week that you would continue to hold us up, Father God, strengthen us when we feel weak, when we feel tired, Give us peace, Father God, when we feel pain. Help us, Father God, to be shining examples of representatives of your kingdom. Father God, I ask for your blessings upon myself, my co-hosts, the entire Epiphany family, all the poets that have called in and their families, Lord, the listeners, those who wanted to be here and they could not be here for whatever reasons, Father. We just ask, Father, that you would show up and show out in our lives, Lord. The enemy is running rampant, Father. We need you more than ever. But we also rest in the assurance that when we ask for your help, you are there. All we need do is look to you, and you're always there. We thank you for that, Father. We love you, and it's in a mighty, matchless, precious name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Dear future me,
will I ever smile again?
Dear future me,
will I die again?
Questions.
Will I be alright? Cause I'm trying to contain.
Sometimes I wonder, the struggle is real. If I can be honest, this wall up. They won't hurt me again. Everybody got an opinion. I can't stay here no more.
gotta go.